Malachim Aleph Perek Yudalid, as we've been learning about the calamity and destruction caused by Yeravim ben Nevat, in this perek we will learn how Hashem punished and cursed Yeravim's entire family and the death of Rechavim and Yeravim. And Pasuk Aleph, Be'esahi Chala Avia ben Yeravim. And at that time, the son of Yeravim, Avia, became sick. And Pasuk Beis through Yerches, Yeravim then told his wife to disguise herself and asked the Navi, Achia Hashulani, about what is going to be with their child Avia. The Radak points out, Achia Hashulani was the Navi who had appointed Yeravim. Yeravim knew Achia Hashulani hated Yeravim because Yeravim did not keep the Torah. Therefore, he wanted his wife to disguise herself so Achia Hashulani wouldn't automatically give her a negative prophecy about their child. Yeravim's wife went to Shiloh to see Achia Hashulani. Achia was blinded in his old age. However, Achia received a prior prophecy. The wife of Yeravim will be coming disguised. As soon as Yeravim's wife reached the door, Achia Hashulani asked her, "Why did you try to conceal your identity, wife of King Yeravim?" Achia Hashulani then related the following negative prophecy. Despite placing your husband as the king of Yisroel, you caused Yisroel to sin in major ways. You are not like David, who walked in Hashem's ways and fully kept the Torah. You have sinned and caused all of Yisroel to sin with idols. Therefore, every single male member of Yeravim's family will die. Their bodies and corpses will be eaten by either dogs or birds. Your son Avia will die as soon as you return home. However, only he will have a proper burial. Because of the good thing Avia had done, Hashem will also punish Yisroel for their actions. Upon return home, Avia had died, and Yisroel mourned over Avia. The Gemara Moed Katan, Chavches Amud Beis, what was a good thing that Avia had done to deserve a proper burial? When the Gemara explains, when Yeravim had set up guards to prevent people from going up to the Beis HaMikdash, Avia himself would go up anyways, despite his father's guards. Or Avia actually got rid of one of the guard stations, which allowed others to reach the Beis HaMikdash. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, even a Rasha has a little bit of good inside himself. It's impossible a Rasha has never done any mitzvah or good thing in his entire life. And in that good thing he's done, he's considered a tzaddik, as even a Rasha has Nekuda Tova, a good point. As we see, Avia, who was a Rasha, still got rewarded accordingly for the one or two good deeds he had done in his lifetime. In Pasuk Yetes through Chavdalid, Yeravim reigned for 22 years in all and died. Nadav, Yeravim's son, took the kingship after him. Rechavim was 41 years old when he became king and reigned over Yehuda for 17 years in Yerushalayim. The tribe of Yehuda angered Hashem as they started to worship Avodah Zarah. Nioch spread throughout the entire Yehuda as well. In Pasuk Chav Hei through Chav Tes, 5 years into Rechavim's kingship, Shishak, king of Egypt, looted the Beis HaMikdash and stole many of its treasures and the golden shields Shlomo had made. Rechavim had made copper shields for protection when he went to the Beis HaMikdash. The Esther robber brings on the name Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. Why the name Shishak? Because he came with Shekikus, meaning strength and desire against Yisrael. And Pasuk Lamed, Umachama Haisa Ben Rechavim Ben Yeravim Kol HaYamim. There was war between the house of Yeravim and the house of Rechavim all their days. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph, which is the end of the perek, Rechavim died and was buried in Ir David. Rechavim's son Aviam ruled after him. That's the end of the perek. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.